We've got with us this morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as opposed to the rest of us, Josh Olden.
So Angel Flight, I understand, is flying people in need of medical attention to places where they can get it. Is that correct, or am I totally nuts?
Well, both. The nuts part's debatable.
Yeah, that's true.
But the description of Angel Flight is accurate. So we're Angel Flight West. We cover the western half of the United States. There's other Angel Flights across the country doing similar work. And what we're doing is removing the barrier to access to healthcare or other compelling human reasons. So you may live rurally or you may live in a city where you have an advanced illness. You can't afford nor access care somewhere else where you need to go that might specialize in that particular care. You might need a transplant. You might need pre- and post-op transplants. Whatever the case might be, our volunteer pilots step into that situation and fly that person free of charge to and from their medical treatment or other compelling reason. And some of those other compelling reasons are things like domestic violence relocation. We fly special needs kids to camps during the summer. We fly wounded warriors when they come back from deployment. We fly people to be with someone who might be going through end stages and needs a family member to caretake for them or whatever the case might be. And our pilots are amazing. They're all volunteers. They fly everything from a 152 all the way up to Learjet. And like I said, they're doing it out of their own pocket. But more than that, they're doing it out of their own generosity and goodwill. As you know from the aviation community, it attracts a really dynamic group of people. And they're all really generous people that feel like they've been given a gift through aviation and they want to give that gift back.
And a good excuse to fly is a good excuse to fly.
Well, it's not just a good excuse. It's the best excuse. And I hear that all the time from pilots. I actually have pilots that say, I wouldn't even keep my pilot's license if it weren't for Angel Flight. It's the only reason I fly.
Wow.
That's a good thing, too, because you can accomplish things in the sky a lot easier than you can on the ground, especially when it comes to critical care.
Yeah, so we're flying a little boy today who's waiting on a liver transplant. He's 8 years old. He lives in rural California, way out in a little town called Visalia, which isn't that far away from Stanford Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, where he receives treatment. Except his family, one, doesn't have a reliable car. Two, if they did, it would be over a five-hour drive each way through some mountainous territory. And depending on traffic, that could go up to 7 or 8 hours once you get to the Palo Alto area. And so an all-day thing when you're going through treatment, you know, you're getting sick and your mom's having to pull over because she's a single mom on the way home so he can throw up. Does not sound like the way you want to
face like fun
a
at
disease,
all.
Right? But you jump in a Baron and you're there in an hour. And the Palo Alto airport's right close there to Lucile Packard, 15 minutes. He's back at the airport, another hour, he's home. So what used to be, you know, a day and a half issue is now a four-hour, half-day appointment for him.
What used to be an ordeal.
Yeah, and not only that is that pilots will tell you that we're really part of the healing process. You know, going through a major medical catastrophe in your life, one is the, you know, number one reason for bankruptcy, but two, it just throws everything off. And to have one stress eliminated and have someone else step beside you and say, I'm in this with you. I'm going to help you out of the goodness of my heart because, you know, I care about you. And literally getting up above the clouds and away for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever the flight is a lot of time for people to pray or meditate or get away from the worries and stress of the world. And again, time and time again, we get feedback after every flight from our patients. And that comes back again and again, that you're part of my healing process. Without you not only getting access to care, but without you actually coming alongside me, I don't know if I could have made it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it's important, too. You know, you just said good for the spirit. When you're up in an airplane, a lot of your troubles just go away. You're focused on just how beautiful the world really is. And it does make you feel good about things.
It does, absolutely. There's a little boy that we flew 15 years ago that was so impacted by what happened. He went on to health and happiness. That he went back and got his pilot's license because he wanted to be an Angel Flight pilot.
Cool.
That's good.
For that very reason. He loved getting up there, getting behind the controls, learning what it meant to fly. And that's what it's all about for any pilot is spreading that love and gift that we've been given and give back to others.
What kind of pilots are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for all kinds of pilots. So we do have some minimum requirements. You can join the organization at any time, but to fly left seat as a command pilot on one of our missions, you have to have 250 PIC hours. You have to have a third class medical or above. You've had to have at least 50 hours in the last year, or a biannual flight review, or some other fast currency. And that's it.
And a plane helps.
A plane does help, although we have lots of renters. Lots of runners that rent planes. Currently, experimentals are not on our are not approved for flying humans, but we do fly service animals on occasion. We fly a lot of blood and organs that experimentals can fly, and the same thing for rotor. We're fixed wing only at this
point.
There
you go.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about Angel Flight West and Angel Flight East. What's the dividing line?
So there's different territories, and actually a great website. And for anyone listening out there that wants to get involved in Angel Flight or any public benefit flying organizations, because there's literally hundreds across the country, a great site to look what one is in your area is the Air Care Alliance. And you can visit them at aircarealliance.org or just Google Air Care Alliance. And it lists a lot of them. And there's people that are rescuing pets. There's people that are flying missionary work. There's people that are flying Civil Air Patrol. There's a lot of great ways to use your airplane to give back. I'm biased. I think Angel Flight's the best, but that's what we're trying to do. And honestly, one of our biggest issues is awareness. We've got a tremendous amount of pilots, and we know the need is much greater out there for our types of services. In fact, we're only reaching about 5% of the people that need this type of transportation. And so, you know, we need more people to tell our story. And we started something a couple of years ago called the Endeavor Awards that recognizes public benefit flying organizations across the country. And we bring in Hollywood and we bring in aviation. But instead of celebrating Hollywood or aviation, we celebrate these volunteer pilots and we recognize them with awards. And we choose these different Angel Flight groups and other public benefit flying groups across the country. And we have a lot of fun doing it. Last year was hosted by Academy Award nominated Greg Kinnear, and it was a really great party, and we got a lot of coverage that we hope will elevate the awareness for public benefit flying and get more pilots flying.
Okay, and if you're in need of your services, if you're a person that needs, what do we do?
Same thing, you can give us a call. Our number is 310-390-2958. Or you can visit us online at www.angelflightwest.org. All the criteria and so forth are on there. We do vet all the flights through a medical facility, so at some point your social worker, case manager, nurse, or doctor will get involved to sign medical releases and that type of thing.
Right.
But it's really easy, and you can call us or visit us anytime at those places.
You're looking for more than just pilots, too. You need ground support personnel as well, right?
That's correct, Eddie. One of the other barriers we run into all the time is someone gets to an airport, but then they don't have the wherewithal or the resources to get to and from treatment. So we need volunteers, you know, doing some office work type stuff. We need a lot of volunteers that are driving, meeting the pilots in the airplane at the airport and driving. And that information to volunteer is online as well.
Wow.
It's a whole...
How many missions per year do you typically fly?
So we fly a little over 4,000 missions a year. Again, we're in the western half of the U.S. If you add up all public benefit flying, you know, the rough estimate is about 25,000 flights a year. So there's a lot going on to give back through aviation. And we always need more help, both telling that story and making that story happen.
Now, are you a pilot as well?
I am. I do not have the hours required to fly as a command pilot for Angel Flight. But
not yet, anyway.
That's right. I'm working on it.
Cool. Cool. I can just imagine showing up in a Learjet. That's got to be a thrill.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
The best are when we have to hand off between two pilots and a Learjet shows up on one end and the 172 shows up on the other end. But that's what it takes. It takes a village, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, hopefully you do the 172 first and then the Learjet. So you're like getting better.
I think in that scenario it was the 172 first. I think we were more repositioning that person to do a longer flight. So it was a short flight in a 172 and a longer flight in the Lear.
Okay. Hey, flying is flying, either way you look at it. The Learjet is nice, but I actually like being in the 172. It feels more personal.
It feels more like an airplane?
Feels more like an airplane.
But the luxury of a Lear, come on.
Well, yeah, you're going fast. There's nothing wrong with speed.
That's true.
You're looking out the window and saying, wow, look at all the ants on the ground.
So what's the typical reaction from a first-time patient, patient making their first flight? Like they've never flown in an airplane before, and this is their first flight.
Well, usually, you know, everyone's different. Usually they're incredibly grateful. They didn't know this existed. You know, a lot of times they've been making this long drive each way themselves or have been staying locally to receive treatments. So they're living out of a hotel. So usually it's really grateful. Some people, it's their first flight ever.
Right.
You know, from lower socioeconomic levels, and they, you know, they can be a little bit nervous. But our pilots are great. Like all of you, they walk them through it, make them feel comfortable. And usually that first feedback after the first flight is, wow, I never knew this was possible. I'm so grateful I found you.
Cool. Not to mention the fact they must like the flying. Can
yeah.
I fly?
Yeah.
Can I
do no, we get thought? That. We get that too. And sometimes pilots let me know that the patient flew most of the flight. And I have
That's
to say,
wonderful.
Now, wait a minute. You're pilot in command. But no, it's great. It's great. And the patients love it.
That gives the patient one more reason to get better.
That's right. That's right.
So it gives them something else to fight for.
Yeah, exactly. Because that once again, it's that improving the spirit thing.
Yep.
And there are a few things as satisfying as being at the controls of an airplane that somebody else owns.
No, the satisfying part is actually doing a nice landing.
Never happened to me.
Yeah. I think I did one by accident once. But I won't let that happen again.
No, nope, not at all.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Josh. Well,
Josh, let's have that website one more time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, both of you. We're at www.angelflightwest.org, or to find a public benefit flying organization in your area, www.aircarealliance.org.
And if worst comes to worst, just Google Angel Flight.
That's right.
It'll take you right to it.
That's right.
There you go.
It's so simple, even digital
even
Dave and I
yeah,
can
even
do it.
We can do it. Yeah, that's saying something.
Well, I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.